And we in the fucking Terror Dome, baby.
Let's get it.
What's Cuddy, fam? Welcome back to another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. My name is Tony, and of course, you can't hear me talk. But if you're wondering why the fuck I sound so goddamn clear as fucking clean in your ears, I just wanted to let y'all know that this is the debut episode with the new pro setup. So your boy done, you know, balled out of control a little bit, got his mic game up. So, you know, we got the little high-tech quality sound engineer up in here, but also I am on location because I have a guest here with me today, a true young savage, all right? A man who I consider a brother from another mother. We go back freshman year.
Fuck yeah.
Freshman year, bro. The one and only Donato Segovia, but only you can call him Don. You feel me?
Yeah, what's good, bro?
Hey, we got Don on set. We're here actually recording in his room. He was so kind enough to bless me with his little closet space that he pimped out to make it a little studio. So we right now in the Fortress of Solitude, courtesy of the boy Don, you feel me? But yeah. I got Don on location too because, like I mentioned the last podcast, I got a little bit of a story to tell you because the boy Donnie here had quite the experience not too long ago. I think it was last Sunday, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't even want to think about it, bro. I don't even want to think about it.
Oh, he's having the flashbacks. He's getting the sweats. He's getting the sweats. But listen, let's start this story from the beginning. The year is 1996. No, I'm just kidding. No. So we've been, you know, we've been bored during this whole quarantine thing. So lately we've been, you know, smoking a lot of weed, doing the whole weed business. Because, you know, what else is there to do? You
sipping
feel me?
Sipping on some scissor.
Oh, exactly. I'll get to that in a bit. Because we went from just, you know, doing the whole stizzy pants. But then I fucked up and I put my boy onto this thing called cannabis syrup. So cannabis syrup is essentially just like, I guess, like imitation cough syrup. Because you know how rappers drink that lean shit. You know, like how my boy just saying, 3-6 Mafia, some sipping on some scissor type shit. So
shout out to the
3-6 Mafia, you feel me?
And to the man Screw.
Hey, feel me? DJ Screw too, you feel me? We already know, but yeah.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. So essentially, it's like you put that in some soda and do the whole lean mix, but instead of putting that codeine bullshit, you put the fucking syrup and it has all THC, so it gets you high than a motherfucker. So I put this boy on, and he been doing it for a cool minute. He did it for like a week straight, bro. So we're just like, man, this man was fiending for the syrup, bro. You was quite the fiend, huh?
Yeah, that shit was, when he put me on, that shit was pretty bomb.
How'd you feel, like, first time you got high with that?
The first time I got high, it felt smooth. Like, at first I didn't feel it, but it creeped up on me. So, you know, that little creeping feeling. Yeah. Like,
oh, shit, it was too much for the boy, you feel me? Listen, so yeah, so okay, fast forward to last Sunday. So I just get a random hit up. I'm out here playing some Call of Duty, you feel me, out here. And then I get a hit up. He's like, hey. So Don hits me up. He's like, what you doing, bro? And I'm just like, nothing. You know, I'm just chilling, you know, doing my thing. He's like, hey, we got all my family left to go to my cousin's for this party or something. Like, we got the house to ourselves, you know? So I'm like, come over, you know, we'll pour up, we'll, you know, get some White Claws and just, you know, fucking chill. Yeah.
Have a good fucking Saturday afternoon.
No, it's Sunday.
Oh, shit, it was Sunday, my bad,
fuck,
bro.
You know, the day, damn. Nah, but it was a Sunday. And yeah, so Sunday came, and so yeah, I was like, fuck yeah, bro. So I pulled up, and so yeah, so I pulled up, and it was Don and his girl. Do you want to have a say your name on here?
Yeah, shout out.
Oh yeah, so Crystal. So shout out Crystal, Don.
Shout out to my baby.
All right, that's, you know. That's the wifey right there. You feel me? So, yeah. So, it was just them two. So, we was just chilling. Crystal wanted to go, I think, wanted to take a shower or something. So, we want to go with White Claws.
Yep.
So, we want to go get the White Claws. We got the White Claws on deck. We come back. Everything's all gravy. You know. Oh, and we got the Sprite, too, yes, at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, we did get the Sprite.
So, we could be sipping.
Wait, a long-ass time for that Sprite, though.
Hell, oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, the line, bro. The line at that 7-Eleven. Fuck. For some reason, it was one guy man in the fields, and it was like 6-7 people in line, bro. It was a mission. But nonetheless, we got the fucking syrup. I mean, well, yeah, we got the soda for the syrup. So we came home, we poured up the syrup, put the claws in the fridge. And yeah, that's it, you know? And then, so we were pouring up. And then Don usually is 100 milligram. He's 100 milligram, yeah. Don, all right?
Yeah, 100 milligram Don only.
Only, right? But that day, this man was feeling a bit adventurous. So he's like, let me go a bit over. So we went from 100 milligram Don to 150 milligram Don. Oh, damn, you're getting the shivers down the spine now. A long story short, this man went, he went into fucking 150 milligram, and so he went over his usual dosage. So it's no problem. He pours up for him and his lady. I pour up mine. We drinking. We drink the syrup. Everything's all gravy. And then we order sushi. Now, hold on. I know I'm gonna need to get Don's first take on his sushi, because when his sushi came, Don, just fill these people on the sushi game right here.
Yeah. So let me just tell you right now, this sushi, look, bonkers. This shit. Let me tell you, this shit was so good.
Smack.
It's smack. It's smack, bro. Ooh. It's fucking smack. That shit was crazy. Like, bro, we were jumping up and down.
Yeah, I was just going to get to that. Yeah,
bro, we were jumping up and down like crazy, saying this shit was delicious.
Oh, my God. Goddamn. Yeah, long story short, I fucking blew out the eardrums, but fuck it, because we cannot stress this enough. That shit was good. It was really fucking good. Like, we was, like, you know, jumping and dancing while we was eating this shit. Like, it was some
fucking... That shit was so colorful.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was colorful and still tasted bomb.
Hell yeah, dude. So, we was eating that shit. Everything was gravy. All right? So, then, that's when things went south. That's when shit went from zero to a million, because it was too perfect of a day. You feel me? It was too perfect of a day.
Dogs are going haywire. The dogs are going haywire.
Hell yeah. Dogs are going haywire. But regardless, it was a good day. And then next thing you know, we're just chilling, sitting down. And then, yeah, Don's feeling the syrup, because I could tell when Don's really fed off the syrup. His eyes get really chinito and he's like laughing. He's like making jokes or whatever. He's like vibing to music. We was fucking vibing out to Mac DeMarco, some indie guy I put Don onto. Excuse me. And fucking, he was just vibing, you know? And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, kind of coming down the syrup too, because I see Don getting faded. So I'm like, all right, I think I'm coming down too. Next thing you know, I look down, and then Don picks up his White Claw, and then randomly, it's a full, barely open White Claw. He goes, and he picks it up, and I just see him drop it, like, randomly drop it, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, man, he's just really fucking faded, so I'm just laughing, like, damn, Don, that's crazy. Like, you're really out of it, huh? And then, so I go, and I look him in the face, and I shit you the fuck not, his pupils went from, like, little pea-sized pupils to the fucking size of black marbles. His pupils dilated, like, in real time when I saw that shit, dude, and then he froze. This man froze, dude.
Let me just tell you, that shit was so scary for me. But I'm finna explain right now.
Yeah. No, like, I'm just getting to the... I'm gonna tell you what I saw in my perspective, and then Don will tell you what he can fucking remember from this fucking experience. But long story short, yeah, the boy was going off with the fucking... he was just frozen, dude. He was frozen stiff. And then for a cool second, he wasn't blinking. I don't think he was breathing. We thought he was low-key kind of dead. His crystal started slapping him in the face, talking about, hey, babe, you okay? You okay? And then next thing you know... Like, you snap out of it. You were out of it for, like, 3 to 5 minutes. I seen you snap out of it, but then you freak the fuck out. Because you're like, oh, babe, where are you? You're like, she's right in front of you, but for some reason you can't.
I couldn't see her. Yeah. I just couldn't see her at that moment.
Yeah, you couldn't see her, and then all of a fucking sudden, like, she's trying to calm you down, and she's, like, slapping you, trying to, give me little taps on the face, trying to keep you, like, conscious.
Thankfully, I was with the Dream Team, because they kept me composed for a certain amount of time.
So
Thank you, Dream Team.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to the wifey one more time.
Right. Well, the Dream Team was me and Crystal, because we had to take care of his ass, even though we were both fucking off the fucking syrup, so we were pretty faded ourselves. We had to keep our composure. But, nah, dude, like, I was pretty okay, because, like, Crystal was in the fucking army, bro. She's a savage. So, like, she kept her cool. So, if she kept her cool, I'm thinking to myself, okay, like, everything's fine. Everything's dandy, you know? Like, she's keeping her cool, so everything should be fine. Then, all of a fucking sudden, I shit you not, I look down at her phone. She has 911 dialed, bro. And then that's when I'm like, okay, time to fucking panic, all right? Time to hit the fucking panic switch on extra fucking high. So... I'm freaking the fuck out. We're, like, trying to keep Don, like, composed. We're like, you're here, bro. You're here. You just tripped out. You're fine. Don't worry about it. You're fine. You're just tripping out. And then, you know, like, and then you're just like, no, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm here. Don't worry. Like, what the fuck? What did you do? And then you started blaming me. You're like, what the fuck did you do, man? This and that. And then Crystal just looked at me and then looked at the 911 number. She's like, should we call? And I was just like, I don't fucking know. Like, I'm out of it. I'm out here trying to, like, keep you composed and shit. And then she's just like, go. Fuck it. Go and call. Go and call.
Let me tell you, before all this started, we were watching an LSD fucking show on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, we were watching Have a Nice Trip, that documentary about LSD trips. And you know what's funny, actually? There was a clip in the fucking documentary where a guy was, re-saying his story about how he got high with some random chicks in, like, a motel room. And one of them deadass just, like, passed out and, like, died. Like, just fell flat on the ground, and then they started freaking the fuck out, and then 5 minutes later, she came back to life. I kind of was like, Dom, bro.
And we all said, like, imagine if that shit were to happen to us.
And it literally happened, because fucking Don was just, like, fucking frozen. We were like, what the fuck, Don? Like, come back to us, dude. Come back to us. But anyways, so yeah, so because I was like, fuck it, call 911. So I get the fucking thing. I start calling 911, and then that's when you start freaking out, because you see me leave. You're just like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? You know? And I'm just like, no, it's fine, Don. You're okay. You know? We're just trying to make sure we're trying to get you some help. You're like, no, yeah. Like, what did you do, man? Like, what the fuck, and this and that. I'm trying to fucking tell my, like, the 911 operator, like, oh, dude, my friend just had a fucking, like, panic attack and shit, you know? So I'm just like, oh, what the fuck, dude? So he's like, what did he, and then this is the funny part of the whole fucking call with 911. He was like, what, did he take anything or, like, you know, like, eat or drink anything, or is he under the influence? I was like, yeah, he had marijuana. And the minute I said that, the operator was just like, okay, sir. Well, it could just be that he's just feeling the marijuana a lot. I'm like, yeah, no shit. But I'm like, the boy's having a panic attack, you know? Like, can you, like, is he gonna be okay? Like, is he not? Like, the boy's, like, the man literally looked like he was dead for 5 fucking minutes. Like, what the fuck? Like, no shit, Sherlock. But, you know, it's like, is he good? Did he take too much? Was 150 too much? Was that, like, the tipping point for him? Is he gonna be okay? What the fuck? He's like, listen, we're gonna go send the ambulance over, so that way, you know. But she, the whole time, she just sounded like, this is a waste of fucking time. Which, I mean, I don't know, because low-key, that shit was scary, so, and I was out of it, so I didn't give 2 fucks. I was like, I don't give a fuck. You need the whole fucking brigade over here right now, goddammit. We need a fucking medic stat. So, but as I was on the phone with them, you started to get better.
Yeah, I started to feel much more better as soon as I got up. But then I crashed right back down for some reason.
Yeah. Like, he was like, no, I'm fine. I'm okay. Like, by the time I was still on the phone with them, he was like, no, I'm okay. You don't need to do anything. Like, it's totally fine. Whatever. No, it's cool. You don't need to do this. And I'm like, oh, hey, my friend's saying maybe he doesn't need, like, maybe he doesn't need, like, the medic after all. Like, he's fine. He's just like, well, we'll just send an ambulance over real quick, check his vitals, and if he's fine, and if he says he doesn't need to go to the hospital, then he won't go to the hospital. So we're like, fine, okay, whatever. So as we're waiting, he's starting to calm down a bit. Like, you know, he's like, no, I'll play, like, we were watching that 70 show. He's like, oh, hey, just keep playing the show, and then, you know, just walking around. He's like, I need water. So he was, like, trying to drink some water, and then the ambulance came, but they said they were gonna send one fucking ambulance, bro. They sent, oh my fucking God, dude.
At least 4 trucks pulled up to my block.
Yeah, and like 2 ambulances.
2 ambulances. Looking
like they found Osama bin Laden and shit. Like, what the fuck, dude? Like, calm the fuck down, man. Looking like a fucking bomb went off in the fucking neighborhood. Like, we don't need that big of a response team, dude. Like, are those people, like, that bored? They're not getting any action because everybody's at home?
Probably, bro. Probably.
They probably thought they had, like, a fucking Rona. They're like, yo, code red, we got one! We got one! Because, low-key, I'm not gonna lie, the Chismoso-ass neighbors came out during this whole fucking, like, ambulance check. And, like, the whole neighborhood was pretty much alerted. So, you know, they're gonna be fucking starting rumors about, like, oh, fucking, they got the Rona. This is wasting la pinche fucking virus, you know, like, madre. Mm-hmm. But, nah, so, yeah, they came over and they're like, hey, we're here to check his vitals. And this boy, Don, was out of it. So, they sat him down and they were asking him questions. And tell me why this boy lied on every single fucking question, bro. They're like, they asked him about the cannabis intake. They're like, is this your first time? He's like, nah. So that was the only answer you gave that was right.
That was the only true answer.
And then he's like, is this something new to you, or have you done this before? And he's like, no, this is new. And he's like, that's a little bullshit, because it's not like, you've done this a lot. You've done this for a fucking week straight, dude. So, yeah, and then fucking, come on, city say. And then they ask you, like, do you do marijuana often? He's like, you're just like, once in a while. I'm like, get the fuck out of here, dude.
Hey, man.
Excuse me.
I was in a panic, bro. I didn't know how to respond at that time.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I felt really bad for you, too, because when the fucking ambulance was interviewing you, you just looked like you were just done with the whole situation.
Bro, they even made me take off my shirt, bro. How embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that. So the usual vital read, they'll usually just wrap some shit around your fucking arm, and then that's it, you know? But for some fucking reason, Don kept moving and then, like, fucking, like, detaching the fucking, like, arm brace. This happened, like, 3 times. The fucking ambulance was like, just stand still.
They were trying to strap me down.
Yeah, they were trying to strap the boy down, you know? Like, well, it's just the arm strap, but he just kept moving. He's like, sir, please stay still. And then he kept going, okay, and then just started moving again and again and again. It's like, no, just stay still, bro. So anyways, all that happens. And then, so basically, you can't. they couldn't do the vitals the normal way, so they had to, you know, like, take off your shirt, they had to put a bunch of patches on you, and then, you know, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, like, you fucking, they had to do that way, so you look like a fucking, like, strapped gorilla, just fucking, you know, covered head to toe all these patches and shit just to read your vitals, and I was really fucking faded, so I was, like, looking at them fucking machine, like, checking your vitals. I was like, yo, if I see them flatline right here and now, dude, like, I don't care if there's, like, trained medical professionals, dude, I'm fucking taking charge. I'm like, get the fuck out of the way. I need 50 cc's of fucking adrenaline and fucking just,
move, bitch.
Yeah, I'll pop fiction this shit, dude. Like, I'll pop fiction the fuck out of this shit. But anyways, so yeah, so his vitals were good. He's like, no, you're normal. You're fine. You're just really fucking high. So I think you just need to drink some water and ride it out. So we're just like, okay, that's fine. So you take off all the wires and stuff like that, but you still have the patches on you. Like, we're having to take them off you, like, as you enter the house. So the ambulance leave, and then all of a sudden, like, you come, like, we go back in the house, and then next comes the second stage, which was trying to get you to fucking bed. Yeah.
Trying to get me to sleep.
Trying to get you to sleep. So once we go back inside, you start to crash again, dude. You're just like, well, I need water. I need water. And then Crystal's like, okay, I'll get you water. So she runs to the kitchen and trying to get you water. But then all of a sudden, like, you fucking, you just randomly grab a White Claw that was on the fucking table and you just chug, you just chug that shit, dude. You
gulped it. You gulped that motherfucker.
One fucking take, dude. And then I'm just like, bro, alcohol is the last thing you need in your fucking system right now, dude. Like, holy shit. But anyways, So you just kept walking back and forth, and you're just like, I don't want to feel this way anymore. Like, oh my God, I'm so done with this. And then we're just like, Don, you need to go to sleep, bro. You need to go to sleep. And then finally we're just like, okay, I'll go to sleep. So we get him into the room, and he's like right on the edge of his bed. All he needs to do is just fucking fall forward and just lay down. Tell me why this motherfucker's teetering like a fucking, like a balance beam and shit, just going back and forth, rocking back and forth.
Like one of those inflatable balloons at a fucking T-Mobile.
Yeah, just going back and forth and back and forth, but he's not fucking going inside the fucking, he's not like laying down on the bed. He's like almost on the tip of it, ready to fucking go, and then all of a sudden, he just sways back and forth and back and forth, and then we finally throw him onto the bed, and then he just starts crying. He's just like, I can't do this anymore. He's just like, bro, like, this is crazy and this and that. Like, I'm so sorry. He started apologizing to his girlfriend. He's like, I'm sorry, babe. And then he, like, turned to me. He's like, aunt, I fucking OD'd, bro. I fucking OD'd. I just looked at him. I was like, Don, you can't OD off weed, bro. That's impossible. Unless you take, like, not off 150 milligrams, dude. Come on now. And then, so, fucking, like, yeah, so he just kept crying, but we were able to, like, calm him down to get him, like, to lay down. So we were trying to, like, get him to sleep, so we turn off the lights. I put a little mood music, you know, we put a little light, so that way there's still some, like, light in the room. And at first it starts to work, but then randomly you just get up and you're like, no, this isn't working. Like, I need something. I need to watch, like, TV. So we turn on the Netflix. We turn on Netflix, and then we're watching some random Netflix movie. And you're trying, some random or whatever, like, the first one that popped up.
Basically, at that moment, I was just trying to focus on something.
Yeah, oh yeah, you kept telling me, like, hey, ask me some questions. Yeah, and then I remember, I asked you, it's like, hey, where do you, I asked you a Call of Duty question. I was like, where do you go when you die in Warzone? And then you were freaking out, but then you stopped, you're just like, and you looked at me, you go, the gulag. And I was like,
the gulag!
And I was like, motherfucker, see? And then Krista was just like, okay, my turn. And he's like, all right, babe, when's my birthday? And he goes like, August. And he's like, August what? And he's like, August. And he's like, yeah, but August what? And he's like, 1996.
1996.
He said 1996, and me and Crystal just started dying of laughter. I was like, no, like, what day though? And he's like, August 1996. And then he's like, no, but like the date, like the actual number date. And he's just like, ask me another question. He was just like, fucking next question.
But just to clarify, it's the 29th.
Okay, there you go. August 29th. There you go. See, he didn't forget. Still thanks to you, Crystal. But anyways, so we started watching Netflix, and then, you know, you started to calm down a bit, and then all of a sudden, your family came home. And then that's when we lay down, and your sister came in, and then she started talking to you, and for some reason, you just snapped out of it, and you, like, had, like, a stable conversation with her.
It was crazy, because who the fuck snaps out of a fucking weed? Like, who does that?
Yeah, I guess maybe, like, the guilt of, like, you trying to get caught took over you, so maybe that's what kept you going. But long story short, you were able to, like, I guess, convince them that nothing was wrong with you. But, yeah, like, you kept freaking out after they left. And then you were trying to watch the movie, and then we were like, trying to like chill you out and stuff like that. Next thing you know, you're just like, you need to go to the restroom. So you go to the restroom, and then tell me what you do in the restroom.
I go to the restroom.
Ooh, snap! Woo!
What the fuck?
Oh my god, yo, the whole fucking... Oh snap! So we're recording right now in Don's fucking closet, and the whole clothing rack just came down. But shout out Don for saving me one time. Talk about one for the books here. All right, we're gonna pause real quick. We'll be right back, and then we'll get back to the madness. And we back at it again, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry for the little interruption. We had a little malfunction in the junction as the Fortress of Solitude, aka Don's closet, came a tumbling down because the rod that holds up the clothes just came crashing the fuck down. I don't know why, but nonetheless, we took care of that. So back to where we were originally, which was, Don, what were you doing in that bathroom?
Basically just throwing some water, trying to wake up from this freaking stimulation that I felt I was in.
Okay, so he went and did that, right? Tell me why. He comes back 100% sober, clean, as in like he made it out the fucking murky waters. He's like, you guys, I'm back. Yo, that shit was crazy. And me and Krista both look at him. Very suspicious, like, Don, is that you? And then he's like, yeah, man, it's me. And then we both get up and we just start hugging the boy. Like, we're treating this man like if he went fucking missing and we just found him in the woods and shit like that, dude. Like, this guy was on a fucking milk carton missing for fucking 3 weeks and shit. And we just found him. Like, no, dude, like, he just escaped the murky fucking waters. And then we just spent the rest of the night trying to rekindle what the fuck happened. So, Don, I'm going to toss it to you over real quick. From what you can recall from that event and that night, what went down, man?
Honestly, when we were sitting on the couch, I was looking dead at you. And when, you know, we were talking about the whole Mystery Girl 2003, which is another episode.
Yeah, by the way, the boy Don finna be back. We finna chronicle some of our adventures because we do go back. So we gonna be doing a series where we kind of talk about the history between our friendship, the misadventures and whatnot. Because, yeah, so that's a little teaser for future episode, Mystery Girl 2003. Put that in the back. Put that in your back pocket real quick. But we're going to get to that when we get to that. But nonetheless, continue.
So, yeah, we're talking, chilling. And, you know, I'm chilling with the wifey. She's laying on me and I'm looking at Aunt. She's looking at that 70s show because that's what we were watching on Netflix. And then as soon as Aunt said something around the lines like, so it was you, I immediately just, like, it felt like if I blacked out, but like in a slower type of feeling, like I blacked out slowly, and then when I blacked out, I went into this like trance, or like, I don't know, like another fucking dimension that I couldn't come back. Like, that's how it felt. Like, everything there was fucking like what have you guys seen Lucifer on Netflix when he says, oh, when you go to hell, all you're gonna see is that one scene that you can never forget, and you're always gonna repeat that one scene. That's exactly how it fucking felt. It felt like I wasn't gonna come back. It felt like fucking I was in this fucking trance and this stimulation that that you never know, like, it just felt like I was going into this dimension that I was not going to return. And the scariest part about that is that I felt like I was not going to come back and see my family, see my girl, see Aunt, see my boys, Juwan. Shout out Juwan, Sal.
Hey, shout out the boys.
You know, like...
Wait, okay. So let me sum this all up and put a pretty big bow on it. So long story short, bro, you was faded, brody. You was faded, dude.
Faded as fuck.
Jesus fucking Christ, dude. No, man. The man was gone to a whole nother dimension. This man saw parallels. He saw the devil in fucking incarnate, ladies and gentlemen. Like, shit was bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S, dude. Like, so long story short, that's the end of this fucking story, dude. Don had quite the fucking adventure. But nonetheless, I stuck by him the whole time. Tell him the support you had with the Dream Team, myself and Crystal.
It was a great support. I had the best team on my side. Thankfully, I didn't go into some other realm. Man, shout out to Anna one more time. Shout out to the wifey for being there, supporting me, and, you know, just staying cool and chill.
Even though we were both high as a motherfucker off that syrup, but we kept it together nonetheless. So shout out ourselves and Crystal. But nonetheless... another reason why Don is here too is because we got funny enough, for your enjoyment, a whole nother story, ladies and gentlemen, because yesterday, without us even knowing, we kind of went on a crazy little adventure last night, if I could remember. So let me see if I can recall the story, even though it literally just happened yesterday. we were just chilling. I think we were hanging out because we were going to go do something for our friend Gio, who graduated from CSU Fullerton. So shout out Gio once I for graduating, you know.
Hey, Gio, congratulations.
Congrats to the boy, you know. So we were trying to do something nice for him. So we were just trying to, so we went and decided, hey, we're just going to go somewhere, just post up and chill, you know, do our thing. Sorry, I'm a little gassy. And so, yeah, so that was the plan. So we pull up. We had another friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours named Adriana. She pulls up with us. So we go. We pick up Gio and his friend. And then we go to Cabrillo Beach in San Pedro. We wanted to originally just go there and just chillax, maybe try to see if we can get a fire pit going or something like that. And so we pulled up to Cabrillo Beach. And turns out, like, that shit was fucking dead, dude. Like, no fire pits. Like, there was fucking cops on ATVs there,
pitch
dude.
Pitch black. It was all pitch black. These cops were on there just staring us down as we were on the bench, just chilling.
Yeah, like, it looked hella fucking suspicious. But, it was just, the whole scene looked kind of shady. And plus, like, so they're most likely going to, like, enforce their, like, time rules of when people can be on the beach. So, we pulled up there kind of close to 10 already. So, and the beach kind of technically closes at 10. So, we can't be there at 10. So, we just decided that it was just kind of a dud, so we told Gio where else does he want to go, and for those people that live in Los Angeles, he said he wanted to go to the abandoned zoo, which is, like, a popular, you know, like, hiking destination that is, like, you know, there's, like, it's shrouded in mystery, because apparently people say it's, like, haunted, it's, like, a nice, like, creepy scenery and whatnot, and so we decided to go, and the whole thing was crazy, because, like, before we went, like, me, Don, and Crystal, we were chilling, and we were watching, like, a bunch of, like, paranormal shit, dude, like, scary, like, stories about, like, hauntings, and, like, weird, like, BuzzFeed Unsolved mystery type shits, dude. So the fact that, like, we were watching, like, horror and mystery stuff, and then we ended up kind of going on our own little horror mystery adventure, it was fucking crazy. But yeah, we parked in this first, before we went there, we stopped for some tacos, and we saw this one crackhead lady, bro. At first we thought it was a crackhead, but then we found out it was a wino, because she had, like, a fucking little canister. We saw it because it was a bottle, so a little fifth of Taka vodka. So if you drink Taka vodka straight, either you a stone cold killer, an unapologetic savage, or a fucking wino. And she happened to be a fucking wino, because, bro, she's like, bro, that was just, no, dude. And so she was tripping, and I thought she was trying to, like, you know, do her usual wino crackhead dance shit on us, but turns out she was just tripping. Like, I think she was trying to, like, give us a heads up that I guess her headlights weren't working or something like that. But long story short, she ended up being cool, and we got our food. I had two tacos. What did you get?
I got two tacos, that's all, you know.
The usual. But yeah, so we loaded up on that, and then we ended up going. But we park in this neighborhood, right? It's, like, nice, fancy, like, white suburban neighborhood, you know? And then we walk it the rest of the way there. But tell me why the walk was fucking forever, dude. It was miles of just straight darkness. Don, what was your experience?
Man, that shit was scary, bro. That thing was pitch black. And all I kept hearing was some rumbling in the bushes, bro. I kept freaking dogging the whole bush, just trying to make sure there wasn't shit there. And then, you know, Crystal kept telling me I was tripping, but I was like, nah, I heard something over there, but who knows?
Yeah, man, I was the same thing, too. Every time I heard the fucking, like, the leaves rustle, I'd be ready to fucking square down. And also, like, a couple of cars kept passing by, and it was really weird. And then our friend Gio started to fuck with us, because he was like, oh, if a car passes, we have to hide, because, you know, we're not supposed to be on the road or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, hiding from the rangers and shit.
Yeah, yeah, even though, like, later on down the way, a ranger passed by, and he didn't get two shits about us. We passed by like if nothing happened. But either way, though, the whole walk was creepy because it was just pitch black, dude. And I swear to fucking Christ, not to, I guess, get too ahead of ourselves since we survived. But low-key, that's some serial killer type shit. Like, that's some shit you see in a horror movie, dude. You know? So we go, and we ended up not going to the abandoned zoo. We actually ended up taking another route and going to the park. Do you know the name of the park?
No, I actually don't know the name of the park. But I know that it's right next to the Rangers headquarters.
Okay, so that, so around there, and it was a nice park. It was like nobody was there. It was by itself. The lights were still on.
And before we got there, I told myself, if I see someone just sitting there alone at the benches, I'm dipping. I'm taking flight. I'm running for the hills.
I see way too many horror movies to know where the fuck this is going to go. But anyways, yeah, so we go there. Thankfully, there was nobody on the benches. So we sit down, we chillax. It's, you know, it's kind of chill and whatnot. you know, we're just relaxing, they drinking, we're playing Cards Against Humanity. You know, it's a nice time, but I'm not gonna lie, like, we kept having to look over our shoulders just in case, you know, we didn't know what the fuck was there. Cause I swear to God, bro, like, if I saw a fucking figure of a person, I'm fucking Speedy Gonzalez, bro. I'm out of there, bro. Just fucking hauling ass, dude. But anyways, so thankfully nothing happened. It was a successful, you know, just kick it sessions. You know, it was nice. We had our moment, we had our fun, and then it was time for us to go home. And at first we agreed on an Uber to get back, but then they were like, nah, fuck that, let's just walk it back. So we're like, oh, fuck. You know, it's like fucking midnight, you know, like it's fucking dark out. So we decided to go back. At first, you know, we went on this one trail, which we thought was going to be the trail back, but like in a shorter route. So like a shorter way back. But then we didn't trust it. So we're just like, you know what, let's just go back the way we came. But as we were going back, we heard like a little like laughing in the background, just like a ha 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 like type shit. We're just like, oh, fuck that. We is not doing that. No, thank you, dude. Don, what did you say now the minute that shit happened?
Yo, where the fuck is my Uber at?
Yeah, he was like, bro, call the Uber, dude. Call the fucking Uber because this shit's not going fucking down. But anyways, yeah, so we're just like, fuck that. Let's just take our fucking luck with that route. But that route was pitch black, dude. Like, pitch fucking black that fucking route was. And but we walk it, though. We keep our lights on and everything like that. And thankfully, we get pretty ahead of the trail. So it actually was a shorter way back. But as we're getting closer, we start getting closer to the road. So we're like, you know what? It's better for us to take the road. But Gio wanted to take his friend and continue on downwards under the tunnels. To like, you know, which was even darker, you know? Which is even darker. And, you know, so we're just like, fuck that. So he went. So we kind of split up, which was... Looking back at it, like, a horrible, this is some Scooby-Doo type shit, bro. Like, it was a horrible fucking decision for us to, you know, to do that. So, but either way, thankfully, we both met up back close to the, I think it was the actual LA Zoo.
Yeah, it was the actual LA Zoo, actually.
Yeah, so we ended up meeting up again in the actual LA Zoo. And, yeah, so we meet up and we walk it back. And thankfully, we get back and everything's fine. Also, funny little side note before we left, I had everybody roll their windows down, and then Crystal did a U-turn, and I told her, let me know when you're ready to haul ass, so she's ready to go. She's like, all right, I'm going to gun it, and then I go, and she guns it. I just yell out the top of my lungs, hey, where are the white women at? And then we fucking just, like, where are the white women at? And then we just fucking out of there. So it was hilarious. But yeah, man, like, it was fucking, it was the whole time, dude, like, I don't know what is it about it, dude. I think because we saw all that creepy shit, dude, like, I was just like, nah, dude, like, this is creepy. Like, I kept feeling like there was somebody there, dude. Did you feel like that?
Yeah, I felt the same way. It's just like, imagine if you were to see someone just walking by alone, like, what would you think? Like, I would have dipped.
Yeah, dude, like, I would have been fucking gone, like, right then fucking there, dude. Like, it was just fucking crazy, but... Nah, dude, like, I don't know, man. It was quite the adventure. We didn't think we were going to go on that much of an adventure. We were just chilling, thinking ourselves were just going to, like, chill. And next, you know, ended up fucking kind of going, like, semi-ghost hunting, dude. Because it was, like, it felt like, I don't know, it felt like we were just there and somebody, I just felt a presence, dude. And
it's like, it's like if we actually wanted something to appear, but then again, we didn't, but then... We wanted to. I don't know.
I think because it just kind of, it all seemed to fit. Just the scene, dude. It looked like something out of a fucking horror movie. Like, we're not supposed to be here. We're literally in the middle of fucking nowhere with no lights on us, no cars. I think we were, like, having trouble with cell reception,
too. Yeah, we were.
Yeah, so it was true. Just like, bro, the whole scenario, like, we basically put ourselves in, like, a horror movie scenario. So it was just like...
Basically, we were candy for a serial killer, bro.
Exactly, dude. So, looking back at it, like, this is what our friend Gio wanted to do for some fucking fun. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is, man. You know, at the end of the day, you know, we need to... I guess we just need to find some entertaining shit to do during this fucking quarantine, man. If anything, that's why I have Don here on the show, because Don actually... I've been kicking it with Don a lot during this quarantine, but what you been doing during this quarantine, Don? Like, what's been the routine? What's been the hobbies? What's been the things, you know?
Bro... Honestly, you know, I've been stuck on COD this whole entire quarantine and just trying to wait it out and see if things are gonna get better or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we've been playing a lot of fucking COD, dude. But no, I remember, Don, you always kept saying like oh, this pen, like man, like, this is never gonna end. You always would say that from time to time, and I just like want to wonder, like, what makes you think that? Because me, I try to be optimistic about that type of shit. Like, I'm thinking to myself, like, like, fuck it. Like, we just got to make do with what we can. I mean, look, I'm doing this podcast shit during the middle of a fucking pandemic. So I'm like, anything's possible if you put your mind to that shit. Sorry, hella gassy. So, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if we're in that mentality to where, like, we can, like, feel like we can still accomplish something, even though we're quote-unquote quarantined or, like, trapped in our houses or in a house, you know, I feel like we have the ability to just, I don't know, progress in a way. Like, we can get past this. Like, this too shall pass. But, like, what makes you kind of just think, like, this is going to be never-ending? Like, where did you get, like, what puts you in that state of mind?
I mean, the coronavirus, to me, is going to be, like, the common cold. This is going to be a new social norm that we're all going to have to wear masks. We're all going to have to be either protected from our hands, face, you know what I mean? And it's something that I don't see going away no time soon. Not at all.
But, okay, so you've already, like, lived through this in a little bit. You've had to start wearing masks everywhere, here, there, and everywhere. Have you gotten used to, like, the routine of having to wear a mask? Or are you still like, fuck, I forgot my mask?
Honestly, I still forget my mask. And sometimes it's tough, you know, it's tough having glasses and having that mask on because my glasses be fogging up. And it's, it's something that eventually I'm going to get used to, but I don't see it going anytime soon. This thing is sticking by for probably 10 years. 10 years.
10
tops.
Years. That's a whole other decade, bro. Damn, that's a bold statement right there. No, but I feel like eventually we'll come up with, like, a cure, at least a remedy for us to, like, counteract this shit so we can at least get somewhat back to normal because...
Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. There's probably going to be a cure or something that's going to fix it, but it going away, I don't think it's going to happen. That's something I don't think it's going to go away.
Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, I could see that. I mean, I think it's not going to go away because, I mean, it's here, you know, it exists, but I feel like the way we look at it now, because I feel like right now everybody looks at it like it's fucking the next cancer. Like, if you get it, like, that's it. You're fucking done. Even though a lot of people have it who look pretty much healthy.
I mean, bro, this shit's the crown of all fucking flus, dude.
Apparently, all the viruses and shit like that. But, I mean, you have to also take into consideration, like, fucking, remember the H1N1 virus? Like, fuck, how many people did that fucking kill? We killed millions, but we never were shutting down schools, doing this, doing that, you know?
That's true. You do got a point there. You do got a point.
Yeah, so I'm just like, that's part of, like, what I was thinking a little bit, too, of, like, how much of it is, like, legitimate science that we have to take seriously, and how much of it is just, like, hysteria created by, like, the media and shit like that. This is some woke shit we're about to get into, but fuck it. We out of it. I had a couple Jameson shots. I'm like, fuck. We getting woke with this shit. Woke talk with Donato Segovia here on Tony fucking Talks, baby. You feel me?
Let's get it.
But anyways, I don't know. That's just me, man, because I'm like, I feel like if you just, like, I feel like the media has a, like, it has a responsibility to, like, fucking, you know, let us know about this virus and stuff like that, too, but it's like, the way it's presented, like, you're creating this hysteria of, like, every single time you turn on the fucking news, it's like, hey, coronavirus death hit this number, this and that and this and that, and another one, another one, another one, another one, another one. Like, eventually you're gonna drive the people fucking crazy and then ultimately make them think, like, yo, this shit is gonna be, like, this shit's basically, like, the next fucking zombie apocalypse, you know? When in reality, you should just be like, listen, shit's fucked right now, but here are the facts, and here's what we're doing to, like, you know, to try to counteract, and here's what you can do to prevent yourself. Because if you're just telling me, hey, yo, shit's getting fucked, like, okay, shit's getting fucked, but what can we do? Like, that's your job, to inform us of things. You informed us that this virus is here, but also you're supposed to inform us of what we can do to help prevent ourselves from falling under this virus and shit like that. Like, you recently got tested, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and how was that? How was that for you?
It was cool, it was quick, easy, just a swag, and that was it.
Yeah, because I remember back in the day, people were, like, tripping at the coronavirus test, like, at the fucking, like, stick a whole thing down your fucking, like, nostril.
Oh, no, I was gonna fly out the line if that shit was gonna go down.
Yeah, no, like, it looked like some medieval type shit, but, no, like, ultimately, like, that's kind of just, like, I feel like right now, we're in the stage we're in right now, I feel like this is how it should have just been treated originally. Like, yeah, let's wear our face masks and stuff like that, but, like, a lot of people are, like, aching to, like, just go back to normal civilization. Like, how have you felt, like, not being able to work and shit like that?
Man, I've been feeling stuck. Not stuck, but, like, anytime I try to drive outside, I get lost. Because it's been, like, 2 months that I have not, well, I have come out the house, but, like, not to go get things or I've been taking the same routes to go to Target, to fucking McDonald's, Jack in the Box, you know.
So you feel like once things go back to normal, you're not going to be able to, like, drive out to, like, distances like that without some, like, help or something?
I mean, last time I tried to go to Cascada on Vernon and Central. Shout out to Cascada. And I fucking ended up getting lost trying to go to Vernon and Central. I ended up on fucking King and freaking Menlo for some reason.
Wait. Vernon? Wait, what was Vernon and Central?
Vernon and Central.
How the fuck did you end up... Wait, King and Menlo?
I don't know. I don't know why. It's just my mind probably just dozed off on where I was going. I don't know. I don't know why I went to fucking King and Menlo, bro.
I'm not gonna lie. Like, part of me does kind of still miss fucking, like, no, not miss, but, like, is afraid that I'm gonna forget, like, yeah, like, how to drive or something like that. But, no, every time I get behind the wheel, thankfully, I'm still pretty good, too. It's just, yeah, man, I miss having to, like, do the daily driver, like, you know, like, doing something to, like, keep going. Because, yeah, I remember during the beginning of all this shit, dude, like, I was just stuck at home, and I was just like, bro, the day just felt so repetitive. And I was just like, man, like at a certain point, I'm like, what day of the week are we in? What fucking day of the week are we in? Like, can we just, like, is there, like, any, like, near end to this type of shit, or what the fuck?
Like, bro, like, I didn't even know today was fucking Tuesday, bro.
No,
Tuesday. Oh, no, Monday. You see what I mean, man? Bro.
Goddamn, this man didn't even know today was Monday. Yeah, we're recording this shit on a Monday. It's a Monday, 10 p.m. So we doing Gucci right now. You know, we just doing our thing. I mean, right now, thankfully, I think we've calmed because we were able to get out. I think yesterday when we went on to that spooky adventure, I mean, aside from everything being spooky, it was just nice to get out of the house, right?
Thankfully, it was nice to finally get out of the house and see something different for once.
Yeah, man. It's just like, it's really crazy how we take going out for granted, man.
And, like, outdoors, like, how fun it was to actually go outdoors instead of, like, driving around doing typical shit, like... going to fucking go out drinking bars, you know. Let's all just go outside, go fucking take a walk on Kenahan Park, or go on a trail or something. Because, you know, now realizing it, I want to do it more because it's something that I haven't been doing and I haven't appreciated it as much as I do now. So thank you one time for the COVID-19.
Take one little apple cider vinegar shot. All of a sudden change up his whole diet. Go for one little walk. Don't even know how to act, bro. Yeah, tell him about that diet change, too. You've been changing up your diet, huh?
Yeah. So this week I've decided to just let go of all the booze and let go of all the marijuana. And it's time to go on vitamins and go on a steady diet again.
So what pushed you to make this decision? Because first of all, congratulations on the decision.
Thank you, sir.
You know.
Thank you,
man. Yeah. Because, you know, it's always a good thing when people want to make the decision of making healthy stuff. But what led you to this decision, man?
I mean, it's time. It's time for a change. It's time for another change since it's been 2 years since I've stopped working out and taking it serious. So it's time to hop back on the horse and strap on the saddle and let's get it.
Yeah, man. I feel you because, a lot of people are having a hard time, like, you know, like, trying to maintain a proper diet and stuff like that. Like, they're really feeling very sluggish. Like, they're not themselves because, you know, they feel like they have no motivation to do anything nowadays, you know? So I feel like definitely you doing that is a really good thing. But also, just make sure you don't flex it too hard on the fucking gram. Because if there's one thing that pisses me the fuck off, people who fucking do that, man. I hate people who are just like, hey, woke up and I went for a fucking run. Okay, cool. Right. I do that too. What the fuck? You ain't special?
I'm not gonna lie, it's been 2 years since I posted anything on my Instagram. I'm low key hiding out here, but you know it's fine. Okay, I'll be back.
You know what? Yeah, because we had a plan actually. Remember we said for the summer we wanted to fix up our bikes and go biking again.
Yeah, that's right.
Because actually, funny story, we used to go biking a lot. This is part of we'll give you this story. We'll give you a little bit of this for right now to let you like kind of give you a sneak peek of what's to come when we kind of chronicle our stories. But just to kind of give you a little bit of insight of how far we go back, so. How old are you?
I'm 24 now.
Yeah, and I'm going to be 24 in November. So
turned 24 on May 5th.
May 5th, so happy belated birthday. You know, not too far off. We're still in May. Yeah, we're still in May. Late May, but nonetheless. So, yeah, so we're back in high school. So for all the people that were in high school around the same time as us, I don't know if you could remember, but Fixies were all the rage. The Fixies were all the fucking rage. So, of course...
What were the brands that were good at that time? It was a Benton, Throne...
Leader.
Leader was major still.
Yeah,
major.
Bro, if you had a back arrow spoke, you were like a fucking... You had big dick energy, dude.
You had the stacks.
You had the fucking stacks. Like, people would drop serious fucking cheddar on their fucking bikes. And you know what? Funny enough, we didn't even start with Fixies. We started with fucking, like, mountain bikes and, like...
Yeah, I honestly had a Huffy mountain bike. A blue one. A girl fucking mountain bike at that time, and Aunt had a fucking red beach cruiser that some guy...
No, it wasn't a beach cruiser. It was a mountain bike, too.
Oh, it was a mountain... It looked like a beach cruiser at that time.
Because the fucking handlebars were fucking ginormous.
How the fuck... Tell me the story again about how the fuck you got that bike. You said some guy came, and your dad was like, he offered it up to your dad, right?
Yeah, some fucking crackhead just came up. Deadass, some crackhead just came up, and he was just like... And he was just like, hey, I got this bike. If you want, I'll sell it for you to $20. And my dad, he ain't no fucking sucker. You feel me? This motherfucker came to this country in 1977 and learned English from, like, former Black Panthers. You know what the fuck going on. He know a hustle when he sees a fucking hustle. Fuck out of here. So my dad was like, how did I not know this bike's hot? Like, did you steal this shit? Like, what the fuck? You know, he's like, no, I didn't take it. You know, like, it's just, like, it's mine. Like, you know, I don't need it anymore. And, like, I just need the money really badly and this and that and this, that and that. Long story short. Like, yeah, the bike wasn't hot. He was just a crackhead desperate as fuck to sell his shit. So, we got the bike for $20. My dad's like, here, you can have it. And I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll take it. So, yeah, I kind of took good care of it. We rode everywhere in that motherfucker before we got our... Like, I think we started off with, like, normal... You got your Fixie first. I know that. Didn't you?
I got my Fixie first. Funny enough, I got that shit at fucking Curacao. Remember those bikes that they were so silver, super skinny with two fucking rims that had either blue and green. And I remember I sold both of them because I thought they were fake. And I actually bought some real ones and I put it on. And, like, probably a week's tops, I fucking smashed the fork because for whatever reason it broke. And then I had to repair it. And luckily right here on my corner, there was a bike shop. And the bike shop... The owner was named Flo, and he hooked me up. He actually gave me that part that I needed, and I just traded in the part that I had, because he said he was gonna fix it and just, you know, probably sell it. So I was like, man, you know what? Fuck it. I took it. I wanted a bike ride, and I was like, this one's more stronger, so I took it. And thank you, Flo. Shout out. If you're still there.
See, I didn't do all that. I just told my dad, yo, I need a Fixie. This fucking mountain bike ain't cutting it, fam. I'm out here looking like an embarrassment.
Okay, but what Fixie did you get first?
No, then? Let me tell you, though, exactly. It's a fucking good story, all right? So, yeah, everybody was rocking their Fixie. It was you, Jawan. I had a fucking Fixie. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Bo Jawan again. Yeah, everybody was getting Fixies, bro. Like, everybody I knew on the block was getting...
Sal actually had his Fixie first before all of us. He had a all black with red rims. That shit was tight. I wonder what happened to that bike. Shout out one time.
Yeah, shout out Sally Walker one time. But nonetheless, yeah, so everybody was like, you know, stunning with their Fixies and me still riding that fucking chunty ass fucking crackhead red bike and mountain bike and shit. So I was like, Dad, you know, I need to step my fucking game. I'm out here trying to scoop up some honeys. You feel me? I can't scoop up some honeys with some old beat up crackhead bike and shit. You feel me? So can I get a Fixie? And I was like, I bet. But then he saw these prices. He's like, nah, fuck all that noise. So he did the fucking OG baller shit. He knew a guy who owned a bike shop. An old friend of his back when he came to this country in 1977, He knew a guy, he runs a bike shop now, and he's like, yo, my son wants a Fixie. My son wants a bike, and the guy was like, let me get a Fixie. And I was like, yeah, I want a Fixie. He's like, I got you. And he made me a fucking Fixie out of random parts of bikes. Like, and he made me, like, from scratch, dude. Like, he took the frame from one bike and then the fucking fork from the other. Everybody had straight forks. Mine was curved because he grabbed it from an old bike, like, from the old days when, like, the old Fixie ones were curved. And then he had a back one. He made the little Fixie thing himself, the little crank. And yeah, he put old school like shoe fitters, like, you know, the way you put your your foot into it, like, you know, it was like a Velcro strap. No, I had the metal ones, the old school ones that you put like in the Tour de France and shit, like that was Lance fucking Armstrong and shit. You feel me? So yeah, and I was like, yo, this bike is savage. And yeah, dude, I pulled up all fucking happy. We're like, it was dope. We kind of like, you know, customized it our thing. But yeah, long story short, like, that was just. That's the shit we used to do back in the day. So the Fixie craze took us, you know, by surprise, and we were just biking it everywhere.
We went to Hollywood. We went to Universal Studios. We went to Venice Beach.
We had, like, no money in our pockets, dude. We just went to fuck around.
Nada. Zero. We just went to go get a good view and then come back home.
Yeah, that was like it. We would get like maybe like we would have like maybe Don would have like $5 to him. I had like $10. We would like get a couple fucking McChicken. We make them shit stretch, dude. Fuck.
We went to Wendy's a lot. We went to the fucking USC Village when it was there. Shout out one time, I missed the Village.
For real, yeah. Hey, for real, the Village was dope. No, the Village used to be our spot. We used to stay hitting up that Wendy's at the Village, and then we would always go to them cheap ass $5 movies and shit. Hell yeah, dude. We would take our bikes everywhere, like every fucking where. And honestly, like, looking back at it, like, bro, we was some broke boys, but we made this shit work, dude. Because we did a lot more exploring when we had no money and no wheels. And now we got all the wheels and all the money, and now we're in the fucking quarantine not being able to fucking do jack fucking shit, dude. What kind of bullshit is that? I don't fucking know, man. God fucking damn it. But listen, we're coming close to the end of this shit. We're about to get to the 50-minute mark, so we're basically in the last couple 10 minutes. So we'll probably keep it under an hour, but we'll be close to an hour. I mean, last episode was 58 minutes, so ain't too bad. But nonetheless, Don, any parting words for these people, man? Anything you want to kind of say to these people during this quarantine time? Some words of encouragement, some words of hope. What can you say to the people out there?
Man, just stay focused. Stay doing something that you want to do. And like the homie Jaron, he built a shed out of nothing. And that kept them occupied. And, you know, me, I got my video games that kept me occupied.
Jaron, you better fucking pay us for this fucking cloud here. We're literally being like fucking a god, bro. But anyways, continue.
But yeah, I just try to do something that's going to keep you occupied just in the meantime. Hopefully things go away before July 4th. Let's see what happens.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So for all the Angelinos out there, fucking apparently the news is, yeah, they want to have this shit, like, everything opened up before the 4th of July. So you better hold these people accountable to this shit. Be like, hey, man, you said we was going to be, you know, out in time for us to be popping fireworks and grilling burgers out here. Fuck is you doing not letting us fucking do our thing out here? But nonetheless. Yeah, okay. Parting words from Don. Oh, I want to ask you real quick.
Yes.
So how was your experience with Tony Talk since it's your first time here? First guest, first official guest of Tony Talks. How do you feel? Tell me the experience. What was it like? Did you feel good? Did you feel great? Tell me.
I feel great. This is awesome. This is a great idea that my boy has. And, you know, me, I support him fully, and he knows I got his back. And I hope this thing blows the fuck up, and I hope my guy gets everything he deserves, because he's a great fucking comedian, in my opinion.
Thank you, I'll pay you later.
And a great talker. Nope.
Yeah, I'll pay you later. Yeah, yeah. So, so nonetheless, this has been another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. Make sure you follow us on the Instagrams and on the Twitters. It is both at Tony Talks PC, all capital. Should be easy to find. Make sure you are following us on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, once they fucking approve my goddamn shit, these fuckers. Come on, man. My show's good. It's just my voice. Just no music, no nothing. We're simple. We're guerrilla style, man. We keep it simple and fucking flat. But anyways, you can find us on there and pretty much any other platform where you can get podcasts. And the YouTube version and stuff coming real soon, too. That's being taken care of behind the scenes as well, too. But nonetheless, thank you for joining me in another installment of the Tony Talks podcast. This has been Tony and
Don.
And we are coming at you live from the quarantine fucking cave here in the Fortress of Solitude. We bidding you a fucking do. Stay beautiful, stay sexy, stay safe. But most importantly, stay up. Bye.